say what we want. This is Max and Friends, and we're live on LA Talk Radio. What's up, Tamara Bowman?
Hi, everybody. I'm so glad to be back, Max. How
are you? All of a sudden, you get a best-selling book, you disappear, you're like New York Times bestseller, and you think you're fucking Barbara Walters with Audition doing a national tour. Really?
Oh, and you know I love you.
Really? Anyway, everyone, this is Max Tucci, and welcome to Max and Friends. We got a great show for you tonight. We got Tamara back in the studio. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Mr. Man.
If you celebrate Easter, happy Easter. If you don't, happy Easter anyway. What can I say?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But Tamara, we missed you here at Max and Friends.
Oh, thank you. I missed you guys. It's so good to be back.
Well, I'm glad you're back because you know what it's like? It's like I have the leash, but I don't have the dog.
Oh, bless your heart.
And I miss my best friend, your man's best friend.
Oh, see, I love when you say things like that.
Did I not just pull myself out of that fucking hole?
Boy, you sure did. I started to feel warm inside. And
can't hide in here, Tamara, so take off all your clothes. Anyway, so we've got to say happy birthday. You know, Kelly McGrath, Music Revolution, her birthday is this week. So happy birthday, Kelly. She's here on LA Talk Radio. So we got to give love to everybody. Also, we've got Farrah, my favorite designer, Farrah. Happy birthday, Farrah. Mm-hmm. Keep doing your thing. And Ingrid, you all know Ingrid. She's got her little cooking show, Delicioso. Ingrid, it's her birthday coming up this week. But anyway, and of course, it is Ita's birthday. So moving on. Happy birthday. We've got a fun show. So everyone, shut the fuck up and listen. Right, Tamara?
Oh, you know it. Ooh, I can't wait for our guest. Max, wow, you really nailed it with this one. We're blessed.
We are. Well, you know.
Our listeners are going to go, they're going to be excited.
They did last week because we had our hot Playboy bunny, Miss Thing, Yvette Lopez. She came into the studio. Right. Girl was so hot. You know, I'm marrying her and Sharon Stone. I didn't even tell you, Tamara, because you haven't been on. Sharon Stone is in love with me and we're going to get married.
Good night.
Good morning. You know what I mean? Talk about morning. But
no way.
We met at SD26, okay, my cousin Marissa makes restaurant. We met there, and long story short, she was like, you know, like really intrigued by my necklace, and then our eyes caught, and then she had to leave. Long story short, we spoke for a couple minutes, and then all of a sudden, my friend comes back who brought her to the car, was like, Sharon's in love with you. Did a little Google search, her boyfriend is young, I'll step in, hello.
Oh my gosh. For real. Like she did like Basic Instinct and.
Honey, no panties, the whole thing, spun on the chair. No, I'm going a little far.
Lordy, that she's hot. Now, how old is she?
Old enough to be my girlfriend.
Would you really, seriously, Max, would you be her boyfriend?
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah, you're a sex expert, okay? Let's break this down, okay?
Break it down.
Older, younger relationships, they work.
Well, you know, they're very popular, too, that this whole cougar thing.
Fuck Demi, fuck Ashton, Max and Sharon Stone.
You guys are the new up-and-coming couple.
That, you know that?
That would be extraordinary. What a wild ride.
That might have to be on the Examiner. But you know what? Gypset is an amazing book, everyone. Gypset Style by Asseline, one of my favorite persons in the whole world. Julia Chaplin and her book, Gypset. Check that out. Do a little drop at the beginning of the show. Also, while you're reading Gypset, of course, drink Oscar's Delmonico Vodka, my new vodka. And you can get that at horseneck.com. Speaking of what we got to promote, Tamara, tell me about your book real quick.
Oh, honey, I thank you so much. Emerald Echo, the story is out. You can get it on Amazon.com. In fact, our one and only Mr. Max Tucci is one of the endorsers there in the book. So it's very exciting to actually have it come to fruition. So it's all about this underwater journey within exploring the universal truths of forgiveness and freedom. And it helps kids really understand why there's bullies and divorce and illness.
Not only kids. This book has changed adults, Tamara. literally, I know it's I'm joking and I'm having fun with you, but you're like on a mini book tour right now, and people are getting changed. So we love you for Emerald Echo. So everyone, go to Amazon.com. You can, there, of course, you can go directly to, what's the webpage, Tamara?
It's EmeraldEcho.com.
There you go. Yeah, now, I have to say hi to Nick Rad. Sorry I couldn't make it to your event, but it's just like the holiday, and Avi, everyone's having all these events like on a busy weekend. So next time, people, you want to have events, call me first and I'll let you know my schedule. But no, I'm kidding. I have to say, I don't know, like I have a new Facebook picture, okay? And yeah, and it's from an amazing woman, Virginia Allison Leach. She is an artist, UniqueCelebrityPaintings.com. She did a portrait of me, Tamara.
Oh,
Max has got it.
Oh, that is awesome. You know what? Because so you're a legacy.
Well, you know, I am what I am.
Yeah, having these portraits done on you. That's awesome. Well, so what celebrities has she done?
Who hasn't she done? She's done everyone from Jennifer Aniston to Whoopi Goldberg to me to hello, goodbye. You know what I mean? She can stop. She's done mine. She can stop.
So no, you're pleased with it?
Pleased. It's my Facebook picture, Tamara.
I mean, you love it.
Adore it.
Oh, see, that's so good. Yeah.
So she's a good one. I send you major props. Love you. Thank you for my portrait. And I think maybe you should do one of Tamara. What do you think about that?
I think so. I'm ready.
You know? So I got to say hi to Ford. All these people are listening tonight, so I'm really happy. You know, they're hitting me up on Twitter, hitting me up on Facebook. There's nothing like social networking, right, Tamara?
Yes. Oh, Max, you're the master at it.
So speaking of, I got to say hi to Peter Davis. He's out there listening. And all that. Everyone's listening. So, but you know what? Let's stop like talking and not talking amongst ourselves, but let's bring on our guest. Joshua's in the studio tonight. You know, he's the author of the book, Shut Up and Listen to Yourself. But there's so many more facets to him than just the book, much like yourself, Tamara. So the only way we're going to find out is to bring him on the show. So pull up your mic, Joshua, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Well, thank you so much. Tamara, I think that we were twins separated at birth.
Bless your heart. What makes you say?
The blonde hair.
Well, you know, we've the blonde hair. We've both written a book. We're both so farther along the uber fat continuum than Max, even though we love him. We're going to bring him along for the ride, and he can ride our coattails. But, you know, you and I, we understand how it works.
You know, bless your heart, when Max called me, he was telling me a little bit about your bio and about who you were. I was like, oh my gosh, it's like a man after my own heart. Someone who really just kind of shuts out the outside influences and operates from the inside out is powerful. There's nothing stronger than that force.
If you say so, I grew up short and fat, Latin and gay. So you got to figure it out and work it through somehow.
Oh, but that's awesome.
Wait, I didn't know we had George Lopez on the show.
Exactly. No, I'm not Mexicano, okay? No Tejano.
No, now, what is your nationality?
I'm an Argentinian Jew.
Oh wow. What a great combo.
It's like Manischewitz and a great bottle of wine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've had so many different identity crises that therapists across the board, of which I'm one, I'm keeping in business.
Wow, that's so great.
Now,
and here
you've
written a book.
Yeah, we want to know about your business.
Mm-hmm. Well, my business is an open book, so bring it. Well, actually, you know, in the world of books, and Tamara, I'm sure you are fast learning this, you know, they tell you, and I love when they tell you, you know, a book has like a lifespan of like 47 seconds. Honestly, I wrote this book 5 years ago because someone double dog dared me. And it's proof that crap sells. I'm not telling anyone anything they don't already know. But at the time, you know, Dr. Phil was kind of at that high point, and he was really pissing me off because he was saying things like he can rebuild us and, you know, he understands us. And, you know, as good as any of us might think our writing is, it's still a book on a shelf dealing with human beings. So I wrote this book and came up with what I imagined was a catchy title. It would either piss people off or make them buy the book. And then, you know, the stars were aligned. It got in the swag bag of the Oscars in 2005.
Wow.
And Tamara Mellon, a.k.a. Jimmy Choo, noticed it, and I was really blessed. So I went on this kind of, like, you know, rocket ship forward, and all of a sudden everyone was kind of looking at me for answers, which was exactly what the book was not about. It was about looking within with a great deal of humor. And so I kind of became, I don't know, kind of a guy pal. I don't know, the day gay. I don't know what to some really wonderful people who kind of took me under their wing. And from there, kind of turned the background in psychology into looking at pop culture and television and everything that's happening in Tinseltown and really wanting to bring the two together and figure out, number one, why people are so attracted to, like, negative smack, and number two, trying to create kind of a new way that the machine works, really seeing if I could move up the celebrity food chain in terms of getting, you know, interesting and compelling stories without dealing on the negative side. And it's been a wild ride.
Wow. Bless you. That is awesome. So tell us exactly, what did it take for you to go inside and summons that wisdom that comes from in the internal force that, you know, really is inside of all of us? It just tends to get buried.
You know, I just, wow, that's deep for this late at night. I'm on Eastern time right now. Let me take a deep breath.
Okay.
Okay. you know, I was really bored of me. I was tired of not being who I wanted to be, you know, and that seems a little like Kumbaya, Bugs and Bark out there selling Girl Scout cookies, but I wanted to have a remarkable life and not apologize for it, and it wasn't happening. And I really had no one else to point a finger at but me. So the book is very chatty. It's, you know, it's not going to win any Pulitzer Prize for literature. But from what I'm told, people feel like they're sitting in a room talking with me. And that's the highest compliment I can possibly be paid. And the fact that people are still buying the damn thing 5 years later is really terrific. You know, in the world of books, once people get into it, you know, it's really hard to turn a buck. Let's be honest. If we're writing books to make money, you know, somewhere down the line, maybe we will. But what I have found is, I make just enough that it does make an impact if I donate it to charity, and it really doesn't change my quality of life so much. So that's what brings me, like, the biggest joy, because on the surface, I'm a freak of nature. You know, I say the things everyone else is thinking, and I'm the first one to admit it. Never, like, you know, to undermine anyone's dignity or self-esteem, but I have a responsibility to change the world, and I know that sounds like an egomaniac, but if I don't, who will?
Right.
And there are a lot of amazing people out there who are, but I can't depend on them, as amazing as they are, because if we all said, oh, someone else will do it, you know, this big old cluster muster that we call the world would come tumbling down. And, I mean, there was just an earthquake out your way, huh?
LA, 7.2 on the Richter scale.
Exactly. I mean, someone's not happy. Whoever you define that big old something up there in the clouds, someone's not happy. So, you know, we've got to kind of pull it together. So I wrote the book for me. It's an incredibly selfish act, and I'm the first one to admit it and not apologize for it. Because I needed to pull my own life together, and I needed to flip through my booklet because they printed it in the wrong size.
Does size matter?
What? You know, in the world of, it does. In the world of publishing, it does. Yeah.
I have to go there, Tamara.
I love it.
You know what it sounds like, Joshua? You're taking, like, full responsibility. You're taking responsibility. And I always love people to take responsibility for themselves, responsibility for their actions. They keep their head held high. I can't speak tonight. And it's like they do their thing. And there's nothing more gratifying than, I think, living your own life and not feeling sorry for it. You should enjoy it.
And you know what, Josh? I love what you're saying, too. Gandhi says, be the change that you want to see in the world. And you're not waiting for sitting around and continuing to complain what isn't happening or not, you know, making your life what you think it should be. You have, like Max says, you know, you've taken responsibility and you said, you know what? If change is going to happen, if happiness is going to be for me, if this life that I dream of, that I came here to live, it's going to be up to me to actually live it. And it's really powerful when you think about you know, that we do have such a short time here. In fact, my fiance, Greg, here, he is just so amazing. One of the things he talks about after being a monk for 8 years is that, you know how whenever you have a nightmare and you wake up and you go, oh, thank God that was just a dream? And he... Mm-hmm. And well, he got the message was that when we wake up, when we die, we actually wake up and go, oh my God, that was just a life. You know, that
well, true. And the other morning when he rolled over and said good morning to me, you mm-hmm. know, I really understood that.
Okay.
I scratched him on top of the head. Yeah, that took you a minute, didn't it, Tamara?
Well,
that bookstore
you know
is taking a little out of you.
You know,
he better not have been laying next to you because he was right next to me.
Well, he still said that you were far more fabulious. I was just filling in.
You know, Tamara, tonight's the fuck with Tamara night, isn't it?
I like it.
See what happens, Tamara? You go away for two shows and this is what you get. Karma's a bitch, girl.
Okay, so since this show seems to be like, you know, kind of raw, hip happening in now and like nothing's hiding behind the scenes. Can I ask a testicle question or a technical question?
On.
Absolutely.
Bring it on, brother.
Okay, so I have all these people who are saying they're trying to call in.
Okay, uh-huh. The number is 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815 is the number here to the studio. You will call that number. People, dial away. Get that finger ready and push those buttons.
They're emailing me, like, one of the housewives of New York City is trying to call.
Call in.
All my Uber fab friends. Is it 323-203-0815?
It is. And you know what? We have Tatanisha on the phones tonight. Girl, check out the board and put the callers through, please. Don't blame me. Don't blame Joshua. And don't blame Tamara, people. Okay? Girl,
they're all saying it's ringing and ringing and no one's answering.
Oh, you know, it's so hard to find good help these days.
It is, you know?
You know what?
You know, and that unemployment line is so damn long, but it's like, hello? No.
No. I just wanted to ask because I thought that maybe I sent the email out and put the wrong number because
you put
despite
the, right
the rumors,
number.
I'm not perfect despite the rumors. I'm so close that it even scares me sometimes. Like I look in the mirror and I want to do me.
That's what I say too, Tamara. Tamara, what's my song? Because I like what I see when I'm looking at me when I'm walking past the mirror.
Yeah, it's so cute. I love that. You know, shameless self-promoting. I love that because you know
Absolutely.
What? Oh, man.
Speaking of self-promoting, Joshua, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you on Twitter and everything that you're doing there?
Yes.
Well, you know, you can find me on Twitter at Celeb. So that's C-E-L-E-B. B-U-Z-Z-Z, at Celeb Buzz. And I have this thing about Twitter, like, if you take a crap, I really don't want to hear about it. If you blink, I don't want to hear about it. So my guarantee to everyone is that if I have something that I think is interesting, intriguing, compelling, I'll share it with you. And I believe fully in the power of the retweet.
And you know what? I believe in the power of telling people the number and them dialing in. Call it, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from? Mm-hmm.
This is Katie.
Hey, what's going on, girl?
What's going on? I finally got through.
Yay.
Patience is a virtue. Persistence pays off. So what's up, girl?
I've been seeing Josh and everything going, Josh, I'm trying to get through. I'm trying to get through. How are y'all?
Good. Where are you from with y'all? Because I love it.
I am from Houston, Texas. I'm actually moving to L.A. soon.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, Houston, Texas.
She is so far more Uber fab than I am. We have someone in common. Okay, mm-hmm. He secretly crazed me, even though he doesn't know it yet.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true?
So are we allowed to name him?
Oh yeah, of course, of course.
Okay.
I mean,
well, Max Ryan, Sex and the City 2, Samantha's new Uber fab boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
okay.
That's your boyfriend too?
That's your boyfriend?
No, that's the boyfriend in the movie.
Oh.
Listen, you got to start believing in the power of the secret. You know what I mean? And start putting things out there.
Listen, I have no
claim your man.
I have no desire to have a heterosexual boyfriend because it just isn't going to work.
That gets messy. Right.
It isn't going to work because straight men wear dark socks to the gym.
Oh.
And white socks with suits. Candy, do you want to pick a topic and drop it on Max and Friends?
Oh, gosh.
Candy, my favorite topic is me. Come on.
Let's talk about Josh.
Okay, so since it's all about you, since you're so uber fab, I just don't know what to ask the, you know, God of all fabness. I just don't know. I'm stuck.
How about what's next for you, Josh?
Yeah,
I plan to take over the universe, and I'd like to be Miss America.
Oh, I'll be your secretary. I will be your secretary.
There you go.
I'll be your publicist.
I will that will be a knockdown drag out for me, because I personally want Perez Hilton to ask me the question in the question and answer sequence.
What question would you like her to ask her? Thank you.
Yeah.
I would like Perez Hilton to ask me, why I feel it's so important that he should be me.
Oh, because everybody wants to be you, mister.
it's a blessing and a burden. It weighs very heavy on my shoulders and my soul, but I'm learning to work through it.
Are you your own therapist?
No, but I am a legend in my own mind, and that's almost the same thing.
Now, you've done Broadway, which made you happy, but going to Columbia pissed your dad off. Explain.
When you're a Latin Jew, of course you're supposed to work after they ask if you have a green card.
And get it.
But the whole Jewish thing, you're not supposed to be anything but a doctor or a lawyer. So when I said that I wanted to be an actor, it was like, no. But then when I started making money doing it, and I can say this, and if I offend anyone, it's just my opinion, the whole Jewish thing kicked in and it was cool, because if you're making money doing it, then it's worth it. So I was the 2%, you know, a lot of luck. I left college, and at the time, like, the 50s musicals were big, and I stepped right into Grease and How to Succeed in Business. And I have to give a huge shout-out to Matthew Broderick, because we were exactly the same size, and I became his understudy in How to Succeed. And every time there was someone, like, amazing in the audience that he felt might move me forward in my career at the time, he would let me go on in his place. So, you know, God bless him.
And God bless our next caller. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Luis Perez calling from Florida.
What's going on?
Hi, welcome.
Okay, hang up on this man.
Uh-oh.
I wanted to say hi and make sure that Joshua goes to bed early enough, because we're meeting at 5 in the morning to work out.
Oh.
He's my personal trainer.
Well, hello, we will ring the bell. Do you want to give us a secret about Joshua, how he works out?
Yeah.
Tell them about the fact that I'm the mayor. I do a lot more talking than actually working out. But luckily, I'm so naturally beautiful that it doesn't really matter.
Okay.
No, Louis is amazing. I have a really... I have a problem with my self-esteem. I'm working through it.
Clearly.
Major.
Now, listen, let's break down. Because you know what? Actually, this is a great topic. So we're going to drop it on Max and Friends. People who have this problem with, like, insecurities, what do you say is, like, the bulldozer to knock over these insecurities, Joshua?
I think you need to look in the mirror and realize that you're perfectly imperfect. But at the same time, I mean, I don't think people should go around saying, you know, I'm all this, I'm all that. It's kind of something that you keep to yourself, except when you're on radio or television, because then you'd be incredibly boring if you kept it all to yourself and didn't say anything. But there's nothing wrong with singing your own praise and saying, you know what, I happen to be a really good listener, or I happen to be a really good gardener, or I happen to be a really good parent. I mean, what's wrong with saying that?
Nothing. And I don't know
why we're apologizing for being good people.
I don't ever apologize for being good, but I do apologize to our caller for keeping you on hold. So, caller, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Chris Morrow. I'm in sunny San Diego, or Earthquake San Diego.
7.2. Oh. Did you shake on your bed?
You know, I was having one of those egg hunt dinners, and I was with a bunch of friends, and all of a sudden it started going really low, and then it started, like, getting loud, you know, a bit larger. The chandelier was moving, and the first thing I thought was, where's my camera?
Hey, Chris Kathump, there's a name drop going on there. Don't you work for that little network? What's it called?
Well, I report for CNN.
Oh, excellent. Welcome.
Is there any good reporting besides the earthquake? What's going on in the world? Because we're all stuck here, actually, on Joshua's life, so we don't know what's really happening.
She's my camera girl.
He is the man. He's definitely a fantastic person to, you know, to work with and to send him some videos. But, yeah, I'm about to go see that little movie that's called Bad Date. That should be kind of fun. I saw The Runaways recently. That was kind of fun. Yesterday, I went to the International Pillow Fight.
Oh, how was it?
That was so much fun. I had two pillows.
What was the highlight?
Well, the highlight was the feathers were flying. There were about 1,000 people. Everyone had pillows. And at 6 p.m. around the world, we just flung the pillows, and it was fantastic.
Wow.
We need to have a pillow fight here in the studio, Tamara. Quickly, get naked.
Bring it on.
We do. And can I give a shout-out to Chris? Because she's on Twitter at M-O-R-R-O-W, Chris, C-H-R-I-S. She's amazing. She gets me into all the cool stuff. So, like, I walk up and I'm like, hi, I'm Josh Estrin, and like, who? And I'm like, oh, I'm with Chris. And then in we go.
Oh, there you go.
In we go. And I have a friend listening, Jackie, right now, who's like, ah, with the spelling. Jackie, my friend Jackie just texted me on my T-Mobile sidekick, so thank you, T-Mobile. Check out T-Mobile.com. But Jackie just wrote, she tuned into the show, and the first thing she hears were, when you are a Latin Jew. And then she's like, I'm hooked. So thank you, Jackie, for listening tonight and sending that to me on my T-Mobile sidekick. Shameless plug. But so
gracias, mi amor.
Gracias, mi amor. Claro que sí. But you know what? Thank you so much for calling. We got to say hi to Michelle, because Michelle just texted me as well on my sidekick. And she said, did you lasso my darling Joshua into yakking with you tonight?
Yeah, he's so great.
Hell yes. Can we all say amen, sister brother?
Amen. Man is right, and a big hallelujah. And you know what, Ronan? Why don't you let everyone know what they're listening tonight on LA Talk Radio? This is Max and Friends, and that was Monroe King. And our new intro is done by Sharon Agati. Talk about reality. She was the girl from, and name dropping since we're on it. She was on Real World London, and now she's like an amazing singer-songwriter in UK. So there you go. Thank you, Sharon Agati, for making my new theme song. Tamara, don't we love it?
Oh my gosh, it's my favorite. I start moving, my whole body moves every time
we hear that. We got Sharon Agati, Monroe King, we got it all, and we've got Joshua in the house, the Latin Jew, self-proclaimed Mister. I walk by the mirror and I would fuck myself, kind of guy.
Oh my gosh, I would not.
Oh, come
on.
Knowing what I know about myself, I would not do that.
Oh, would you not?
You
know what? Let's rewind the tape, because we have a clip saying that he would just prior to about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Well, I said I would do me, but not in any specific way, because I know what I'm dealing with here. Boom, chicken down, boom.
Okay. You know what? There's
Latin Jew.
Yeah.
They just cut a little bit off, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot more to go around.
And when you look in the mirror, do you give yourself goosebumps?
I do. I introduce myself to Manuela. And for all your Latin listeners, they'll understand that.
Yes, that's my housekeeper, too. But you know what? You know those Manuelas, they get around. They get around. Once they get across that border, it's a whole nother show. But
and if you spend too much time with Manuela, you go blind.
Uh-oh.
Not the case. Wow.
Blind.
Well, maybe your Manuela is a little different than my Manuela, but nonetheless, the Manuelas of the world unite.
Yes.
So we're uniting here on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. But you know what? I feel like we need just a minute to let people. Do we have any other callers running? I see that, like, I'm getting my little updates, and I think we might have a caller. Not just yet. Okay, if we do, pass them through, but not just yet. Because you know what, you guys? I love you, but we need to take a quick song break so that I can get a glass of water and y'all could take a deep breath and get ready for the next segment of Max and Friends. So you know what? Without any further ado, I want y'all to step with me tonight. And the only one that lets us step with each other is my girl, LaQuisha. Found her on Twitter. Love the girl. Ronan, step with me, please.
Just get paid tonight. I'll let
on set with me, LaQuisha. That was LaQuisha, my girl, found her on Twitter. I love the way you make my body move, girl. And that's why that lyric is in that song. That's a funky hot song, isn't it, y'all?
That is. You know, it's just, yeah, it's like lounge music, you know?
It's sexy music, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Step with me. So what's up, Joshua?
I'm listening to the lyrics.
Yeah. She's cute. You know,
I think I got a little too drawn in. I was having a personal moment there.
Oh, were you stepping with yourself?
I was stepping with myself. That's all I'm going to say.
There you go.
Well, we're just stepping in general here on Max and Friends. And Ronan, let everyone know what they're listening to. And the lines are open to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. 323-203-0815 is the number that's going to get you into the show tonight. So call with caution. It's that kind of night. It's that kind of night.
Ooh, I'm loving this night. You know,
now, tell me, Tamara.
Yeah, I love, Joshua, you just like give us permission to just be. That's what I love about your shut up and listen to yourself.
Well, thank you. I mean, wow. Do you really need my permission? I was reading your bios and I was getting a little, you know, freaked out there because Max, what haven't you done besides needlepoint?
I've done that too.
Thank you. And then I'm reading Tamara's and I'm like, okay, she just landed the space shuttle and found the cure for cancer. And now I'm going to come on and talk about what? Talking to celebrities? Oh, wow. Nifty, neato, uber fab.
Speaking of celebrities, anything going on good with celebrities, mister, that you know of?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I really like that's happening with celebrities is that a lot of our, I would say, our younger celebrities, taking the lead from some of our more mature and established, and they're realizing that celebrity comes responsibility.
Yeah.
And I hate to think that something as just horrendous and overwhelming as what happened in Haiti, and really what happens in this country in many ways every day with hunger and many things, but they're really stepping up to the plate. And
yes.
And saying, you know, I've been blessed with this unbelievable life, and I have a responsibility to do something with it. And I had the blessing, and I always say it's the blessing to be at the Academy Awards this year again. And mm-hmm. I really felt a new level of humility.
Mm.
And that was kind of nice because, you know, if I'm going to spend $11 for a movie and like $47.60 for a small popcorn, which by the way has about 4,000 calories in it. You know, I at least want to know that I'm watching people on the screen who, when they're done and, you know, the lights go down and everything, really do realize just how lucky they are and they're sharing their luck. So, you know, that's really what's happening is I think that people are also realizing that they're in a recession, and whether you're in Tinseltown or in Middle America, to just be employed is like a huge blessing.
That's the truth.
Yes.
It's crazy times here. I don't care what your politics are. It is crazy, crazy times.
Yes. And you know, more than ever, Joshua, and I know Max too, don't you feel like this is really a beautiful time to go inside and to really get in touch with, wait a minute, why am I here? What am I doing? And listening to that inner voice that says, you know what, I'm going to be a humanitarian on this planet. And you know what, as long as, you know, I'm here on my watch, this isn't going to happen, or this is going to happen. And you just make that stand and that determination of who you are, and then you communicate that powerfully. It really makes it exciting to be on this planet at this time because of that.
I think it does. And because of the times we're in, it forces us to be unbelievably creative. And I think that we look inside and we begin to realize that we have the potential to do things that maybe in a time when things were a little easier, we wouldn't take that extra moment to say, you know, hey, I got to spin it a new way or it's not going to work. And so, you know, and I just feel lucky that, you know, the way that I'm spinning it, that's the best job in the world.
Yes.
You know, to interact with talented, insightful, just wacky people and find myself in different, you know, situations all the time, kind of trying to figure out how the hell to make it from one end of it to the next. I mean, walking that red carpet, when people look at you and they figure since you're in a tuxedo that you're supposed to, I guess, have accomplished something. I had people congratulating me on my most recent project, and I'm like, yeah, thanks, you know, and I'm snapping pictures right and left, you know.
That's so, how you do it.
Oh, my gosh. And can I just say, Sandra Bullock made me want to be straight.
Oh.
I was doing things.
You mean her tattooed boyfriend, Jesse James, didn't want you to stay gay?
You know, I don't. I have to say is that I went through, I think, a spontaneous puberty when I saw her at the Academy Awards.
Yes.
I was feeling things that if she had put a poster on the wall and showed me, like, where to put what, it might have happened. God,
wow.
She looked beautiful. And Monique looked amazing.
Monique did look amazing, but the one thing that gets me with her is those hairy legs.
Oh.
Yeah, but okay, her husband likes them.
Her husband likes
them. And Queen Latifah.
She's in an open marriage and sleeps with other men, and she sleeps with other men. Anyway, Latifah was
okay, listen,
favorite.
When we point a finger, three are pointing back, Maxie.
I know. I'm not pointing any finger. I'm just saying what's out there.
There you go.
All I have to say is that, you know, if they could have made a sandwich of me between Queen Latifah and Sandra Bullock, I would have been in Uber heaven.
Yeah,
oh,
I hear that.
Yeah.
No, Latifah looked amazing. Mm. Bring it to a queen. Who got it? UNITY. That's my girl, Unity.
Mm.
She turns it out.
Speaking of unity, we're all uniting here tonight on Max and Friends, and this has just turned into an hour of a shit show that's been something fun.
Oh, it's been amazing. Well, and I think, look at the energies that have come together. This is like a spontaneous, fireworks.
You know what it's like? It's like when the moon is in the seventh house and Jupiter aligns with Mars.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're talking to an Aquarius here, so be
Me
careful.
Me too. I'm an Aquarius.
Oh my God. When's your birthday?
Valentine's Day.
Okay, I'm a little older than you. Well, I'm a lot older than you are, but I'm the 6th of February. I'm not going with the year.
Okay, but we're Aquarius.
So even if you don't remember it and you were crapping in a diaper, Max, were you there to actually see the first man land on the moon?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, we can continue to be friends.
The first man that really landed on the moon, and then I was reincarnated. So I was actually
No,
there.
You're the first man who ever got mooned, Max. That's a completely different story.
And speaking of mooning, you know what? Actually, no. My moon is very young. I'm 31.
Oh, fuck you.
Join the line. But
Thank
you know
you.
What? Tamara, how you doing? Isn't it fun to be back, Tamara Bowman?
Oh, Jesus. My God.
I've really missed you. And after everything that we've been through, the fact that you just kind of like disappeared without a letter, without a phone call or anything, I'm kind of trying to work through it. But I do still have some hostility. So, you know, when we get off the air, can we kind of take it to the jello ring?
I think we can get off on the air. So why don't we all whip it out?
Yeah.
Whip it. Come on. No, listen.
Well, it's just, where did you go? It's like you're in my life. You're supportive. You're loving. You're telling me to get in touch with my inner I don't know what. And then, bam, you're on your book tour. And it's like I'm the next piece of dirty toilet paper stuck on your shoe.
Thank you. Dragging along. That's how I feel.
Exactly. Dragging along. She didn't even call me her assistant. She called me her boy.
You know, and then that good friend comes along and steps on that piece of paper and tears you away from her.
Ripped me off like a bandage. I felt like an old scab.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, never.
Tamara. No,
Tamara, you are heartless. You are heartless. All this, like, you know, cognitive, behavioral, move it to action and everything. I'm all for it, but I have a soul. I bleed just like you, Tamara.
And it's red.
Well, sometimes.
All right, so let's talk real quick, because you know what? There's people that are tuning in tonight. I know we got to get serious because our time's got to wrap up, but I love having fun. And serious, I mean, like, let's help people real quick, because I feel like let's give one minute to humanity. All right, so let's tackle this question. People right now who are fucking stuck in a rut, since there's so many, and all we hear is complaining, complaining, complaining. Complaining gets you nowhere. What are we going to tell people, and we'll start with Joshua tonight, how to get people to the next level?
Mm-hmm.
Action, ability, and awareness. Okay? We are a society that is so damn aware of what we need to do that whatever it is you decide to do tomorrow, do it. Don't think about what you're going to talk about, thinking about, doing about, talking about. So take an action, whatever that is. Gain new abilities, you know, new strategies. And then look back over your shoulder in the name of awareness, which we usually put first, and say, hey, is it making my life better? If it is, keep doing it. If it isn't, try something new.
There you go. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Tamara, what do you say?
Well, one of the things that is so beautiful that just came across my awareness again was to share your dreams with someone who has the power and the resources to make them come true every single day. And know that there are going to be people that are going to try to pull you down back into that mediocrity and this tribal level. But to really supersede that and to rise above that, knowing that you're here for a short time and to live what's authentic to you, what's true to you, is when you're going to be the most happy, when you're really expressing your true self, when you've got that freedom like what Joshua is just sharing here with us tonight. Max, we're so blessed to just have that spontaneous just expression of who you are and not be afraid to hold that back. And you want those people to fall away that aren't going to reflect that back to you. And then join up with those like-minded people that can push and move your dreams forward and that you can contribute to theirs.
Ooh, we just got deep.
Wow.
You like?
The girl is back.
She is back.
Well, you know she I'm loving you always.
You docked the boat, you landed the plane, and you dropped the MF anchor on that one.
Well, thank
you. Okay, Max, top that.
All in the great words of a dear friend, Dr. Grace Cornish, three, I don't know how many words because I'm too tired. Face it, erase it, replace it. That's it.
I love that. Max says that. It's so perfect.
Face it, erase it, replace it.
No? It is.
Yeah.
Wow. We're like the Three Musketeers.
I love us.
We are. We are.
And I would get to wear tights if we were.
Ooh.
You know.
Cute is that?
I prefer my Aussie bum underwear. But people, and that's one of my favorite places, Australia. And the only way to get there is Delta.com. Flights are on sale now, so check out Delta.com. But I agree with that whole scenario, everyone. Those three phrases that we all just put together, that's going to be our book, one chapter. Shut the fuck up and listen to yourself.
Or two tears in the bucket, motherfucker.
There you go. Whatever way it's going to be, people. And my favorite thing is, you know what? What you're looking for is looking for you. So if you're looking to be something, if you're looking to be somebody, you better wake up and pay attention. It's that simple. Everything is out there. And that old song that was on with Miss Whoopi Goldberg with Sister Act 2, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay the fuck attention. It's that simple. Pity parties are over. Stop putting the stamp on it. No one's going. Instead, invest time into something that's going to promote your life and do something with your life. The time is short on this earth, just like it's short on this radio show. So we got to make a powerful impact quickly. Y'all agree?
Yes. And do something courageous every single day. Just make a commitment. Whatever it is that scares you, find the courage inside and just do it. It'll make you feel alive.
Wow.
Well, if this just hasn't turned into the most inspirational minute on Max and Friends, I don't know what other minute it is.
Yeah.
But you know what? But so, Joshua, in all sincerity, people can find you on Twitter, on Facebook, do you have a website too?
I kind of have a website that's about 4 million years old, but you can also find me on www.planetjosh.net, and that's not .com, because planetjosh.net, because if you're going to do a website, make yourself the center of the universe. So that's www.planetjosh.net. And if you go to Amazon and put my name in, the book will come up, and you can even look inside and read a few chapters if you're a cheap ass and don't want to buy it yet. And you can definitely find me on Facebook, either on my fan page, which is Be Heard, BEEHEARD, or come join my, real BFF, Joshua Estrin. I'm in the bathtub, fully clothed, in a red sweater. You can't miss me.
You can't miss him. And you know what? We're going to miss you, though, because we have to say goodnight because the show's wrapping up, my friend.
I can't believe it. Max,
you guys have an amazing show. Thank you for being out there.
Thank you for what you bring.
We want you to be part of it from every now and then. So we might have to talk after the show and get you to be one of our in-house.
I double dog dare you.
All right.
Yes, I would love to be
one of our regulars. And if so, can we put your picture and your bio on our page?
Hell yeah. I'll even be one of your irregulars.
Ooh.
I'll be your irritable bowel guest.
You Ooh, will be I our regular that. Period that we think we're pregnant, but we're not.
There you
exactly.
Go.
Heavy flow, odor control, nothing like it.
I have so many Photoshop pictures that you can put up there because I am eternally 29.
Oh, I love
well,
it.
Well, and so is our dear friend Shaquita. So everyone, if you're in the New York City area tomorrow night, check out the Shaquita Show at Martini. It's always going to be fun. Crazy show.
You think
we're racist here tonight? Show up tomorrow night. You'll see what it's all about. But Joshua, on that note, have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. Thank you so much for coming on to Max and Friends. We hope you came on and got off.
I did. And thank you for letting me into your home.
Oh, absolutely. This is our inner circle. You're a part now. I love it.
Thank you. You guys are great.
And Joshua, I'm going to call you after the show.
Perfect.
Have a great night. Tamara
Thank
Bowman.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, Precious.
Tamara Bowman, you know what, Precious? I'm the white Precious. No, 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 no. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows the us. Great show, Tamara Bowman. I'm so glad
awesome.
You're back.
Me too, darling.
Now, listen. If I ever become that piece of toilet paper on the bottom of your shoe, girl, this gig is over for you, okay?
Never.
Because we will have a book-burning party if I have to, okay?
That's right. That's right. Oh, hey, you're in my book, so.
Tamara Bowman, I adore you. You know that. Everyone, go buy her book. You can find it on Amazon.com. Emerald Echo, of course, is the book to buy. And, of course, if you want to shut up and listen to yourself, check that out on Amazon.com, too. And if you want to buy vodka, because that's what's going to get you through it all, Oscar's Delmonico Vodka is the only vodka to drink, and you can find that at horseneck.com. Follow me on Twitter. MaxTucci.com is my webpage. Other than that, Tamara, we've got to wrap this show up. Speaking of wrapping things up, everyone, if you want to have protected sex, wrap it up because your life is too precious to fuck it up. Right, Tamara?
No glove, no love.
There's nothing like an old phrase. Sing it, girl.
Yes, exactly.
But speaking of singing, Ronan, did you have fun tonight?
Yes.
Yes, Ronan.
Hello, Ronan. Bless you, Ronan.
Speaking of an old song, Ronan, I bid everyone a wonderful week. Spring is in the air. Time has sprung. So is our time to go. Let's get my favorite song up. Monroe King singing us out of Max and Friends. Everyone have a great week. Come back next Sunday. And Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night and good luck.
Good night, everybody.
He says what he wants. Ain't holding nothing back.